Today's episode of the Ramp It Up podcast contains explicit language and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener's discretion is advised. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Ramp It Up podcast with your host, Ronell Sinus.
Are you ready to ramp it up?
Ramp it up!
Hey, yo, ramp it up, B.
Girl, ramp it up. Ramp it up.
The Ramp It Up Podcast.
Hey, you need to ramp it up.
Ramp, ramp, ramp it up.
And we're back with another episode of the Ramp It Up Podcast. I am your host and favorite Zoe on Reels, Winnell. Happy to hear back from everyone. Last episode, we were coming back from my absence. Spent some time in the hospital and was recovering from a pretty bad UTI. Shared all of that information. But I am 100% back in the game. I am healthy, doing real good, and doing everything to avoid getting sick again. Thank you for everyone who reached out and was just making sure your boy was okay. Also, the last time we spoke, give a little bit of an overview of the coronavirus and its spread. Since then, I must say things have gotten a bit more aggressive. Many places here in the States and definitely internationally are pretty much on lockdown. Everyone has been put on social distancing. That is the terminology they're using. And many other places are on 24-hour lockdown. If you're not deemed working in an essential position, they're asking people to stay home. Understandably, they're trying to keep the spread of the disease from people being out and about in the streets. Many schools are shut, if not all. I think I can safely say all schools, from grade school all the way to collegiate, the university level, are all shut down. Unfortunately, there won't be any walking graduations for those graduating this season. Shout out to my nephew. Sorry, little dude, no walk, but you did all the work, so congratulations to you. But many businesses are getting pretty badly affected. I know here in Miami-Dade, many businesses have completely shut down. Any businesses deemed to be purely for entertainment purposes or recreational have been shut down. As far as restaurants go, they're only allowing takeout or curbside pickup or delivery for these restaurants. I believe many are 24 hours or allowed to be 24 hours. If they are only providing food services, some others have 11 p.m. curfews. But no one is allowed to dine in at any of these establishments. But if you're not providing food services, I know many other businesses are shut down or in the process of being shut down. So for those of you who thought COVID-19, aka Miss Rona, wasn't serious, she has shown you, just as we did in the last episode, we're asking everyone to be safe. Do what you must to keep yourself and your family and others. Remember, we got to look out for each other, but to keep everybody safe. So, decided today, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on right now, a few things that are bothering me. We're going to clarify a couple things. But before we get into it, you know we got to throw some shout-outs for today. We will start with our episode sponsors. First and foremost, as always, J. Woods Company. Contact J. Woods Company for all your catering and special event needs. JWODSCompany.com, or you can check out their Instagram, J Woods Company, and just contact them for any special events, birthday parties, catering, although ironically none of that is going down right now. But when you're ready to throw your self-quarantine or your social distancing is over party, holler at them. Contact them for any special rates or to customize whatever services and menu you need. Also, one of our newest sponsors, the Financial Education Services Agent, Jeremiah Jules. If you are looking to get your credit right, I know a lot of us had those credit cards early when we were young, and now that we all grown, trying to start families, get cars, and get houses, our credit is not right. If your credit score is starting with a 5, 6, or even a 7, and you're trying to improve it, just contact him. Education is power. Come learn how to be financially stable and get your credit score higher than it is now. FES Agent Jeremiah Jules, 754-208-7833. That's 754-208-7833. Shout out to both of our sponsors. Also, March is like a heavy birthday month for my family. There's a lot of people that have it. And since no one really got a chance to celebrate, I gotta throw some shout outs to everyone who's had birthdays off the top of my head. Don't get mad at me if I miss you. First, we had my nephew Josiah turned a big 1-3, officially a teenager. One day his height will catch up to his age. But happy birthday to you, little dude. Then his dad, my brother-in-law Jeff, he's just old. Just old. Happy birthday to you, Jeff. Then I have my cousin Martine. Happy birthday to you, Martine. Getting older, more beautiful, and wiser. Happy birthday to you, my cousin. Then my big sister, Brunel. Am I going to give her? Yeah, she turned 40. The big 4-0. She is old. Happy birthday. Many birthday wishes to you, my sister, Brunel. Don't be scared. You make 40 look amazing. Then we have my niece, Ava, turned 4. Such a big girl. It is your birthday. Unfortunately, couldn't throw a little party for her. But Ava turned 4 on the 26th, along with her cousin, my niece, my first godchild, if you ask her, my only. But happy birthday, 17, Marcel. Love you, baby. We weren't able to have a party for you next year, but it's okay. We're going to try again next year. Then my older brother, Junior, happy birthday, big dog. You are older than me and getting older as we speak, but unfortunately not as handsome. Happy birthday to all my March folks. If I missed anyone, just know it's because I'm old too and my memory ain't what it is. But happy birthday to all the March people. April around the corner, y'all birthdays are probably going to be canceled too. All this self-quarantining and social distancing better be done by July. That is all I am saying. But to jump into what we're talking about today, COVID-19, coronavirus, aka Ms. Rona, has completely derailed the entire world, kind of caught everyone with their pants down, so to speak, originating in China and spreading all over the world right now. I do believe Italy is at the forefront of mortalities due to the fact that they have a larger senior citizen population in Italy, and it has proved to be mostly fatal, not only fatal, but mostly fatal to senior citizens and people with respiratory issues. So their death toll is in the thousands. Prayers do go out to Italy, and they've gotten word out to let everyone know that not to follow their example. They may not have been as prudent or as quick to respond to the virus, and many people are losing their lives, and their resources are being stretched thin. So our prayers and best wishes go out to Italy. But I'm a little ticked off by a couple things that I do want to share. First and foremost, we live in Florida. We know what it is. Every hurricane season, the slightest mention of a storm on the news, people go crazy. Rush to the stores, buy up everything they can. They don't care about their neighbors. No one usually cares about the next man. And they will buy every single thing. And you'll think by now they've kind of gotten it together. Nope. It continues. Now, the moment they started making mention of the virus and potential curfew and such, people went crazy in the stores. Like, there's literally a nationwide shortage on toilet paper. Like, I don't understand why the solution to the coronavirus is stocking your house up with toilet paper. Like, it's the most confusing thing I've ever seen. There's videos of people fighting online over supplies, and it's a bit out of hand. I completely understand wanting to stock up on essentials to protect your family, but some people are literally doing it on purpose to be spiteful and to make a profit. Hand sanitizers are selling on Amazon and eBay at exorbitant prices. Hundreds of dollars people are selling these things for cases of toilet paper. Literally, my brother told me about someone who rolled up on him opened the back of his trunk, was like, yo, I got that 2-ply. What's up, cuz? Let me know if you're trying to buy. Like, seriously, this is getting out of hand. If we took our time to just be a bit more conscious of what we actually need and our neighbors, because there are those like myself who are in a wheelchair who can't jump out and go to the store whenever I want to get supplies. There are elderly neighbors who, because they might not have rides or someone to help them out to get to the store, that they are left with nothing when they're finally able to go to. Like, legit, shelves are empty. People are posting on their social media one item left in a whole store. Stores are restocking at midnight, and then they're empty again several hours later. So it really does bother me when people go ham on supplies. I'm not saying don't stock up, of course. Some stores are putting some order to the chaos by limiting certain amounts of items that you can purchase. I believe other stores have set specific times for the elderly and disabled to go in and shop safely. So one, they're not at risk of being infected, and two, so they can get some items before those who are more able-bodied can bum rush. And I also feel bad for many people who are, because of their work schedules, can't get to stores because they're closing a little early. So think of your neighbor. Look out for a friend or someone in your neighborhood who is unable to go out shopping or may not have the funds because they haven't worked for the last couple weeks or a few days, and check to see what they need. Some churches, unfortunately, that usually supply food and stuff have been shut down because of the social distancing orders that have gone out. So just remember to look out for your neighbors. Another group of people that are pissing me off are individuals who are, one, still denying the coronavirus, like it's some sort of political scheme, or it's just a government-created hoax to freak people out, or Charmin and other toilet paper companies created this whole thing to boost their sales. Like, really, cuz? Like, y'all are crazy. Next are the people who are doing this coronavirus challenge. Like, what the hell's wrong with you guys? Y'all are licking doorknobs and toilet bowls. And of course, it's mainly younger people who are going out and just trying to act a fool for social media. But the irony is, many have now been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Don't think you're invincible just because you're a little young. This whole YOLO thing, yeah, you only live once. You're going to die. Stop doing stupid things. Then there are other people who are literally throwing coronavirus parties. The whole point of social distancing is to keep large groups apart so you guys aren't spreading the disease. Now, some are assuming because they don't feel sick, that they don't have or they can't test positive. Well, many people who are a little young at least have stronger immune system, so they are asymptomatic. They're not having the fever or headache, but that doesn't mean you're not positive, and that doesn't mean you can't spread it to other people. Well, some of those people have surfaced and said they too have been tested positive. So just follow the rules. I don't think it's that serious. Just wanted to get that off my chest. It was bothering me just a little bit. So we're going to get into a few things that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to first kind of define the differences between social distancing and quarantining. Social distancing, as we are practicing it right now, we're just kind of giving some people a little extra physical distance, not congregating in groups. I believe some are saying 5 or more, other places are saying 10 or more individuals. That way it lessens the odds of people in that room to have the disease and to be spreading it to a large amount of people, and also to diminish the chances of unnecessary physical contact. People who don't wash their hands great, or you who just happen to be carrying the germs, touching others who may end up touching themselves or other people. So that is where the whole social distancing concept comes from. That's why schools, even though they may not have had any open cases of people who are sick, but they want to avoid a mass outbreak of the disease. Imagine 30 kids in a classroom, over 1,000 kids in a school, just spreading that, taking it back home to grandparents, aunties, and parents. So they decided all places that are non-essential, although you would think church is essential, but I get it. All those places are temporarily shut down right now. The difference between that and a self-quarantine, a quarantine is more for someone who feels they are showing some of the symptoms of the coronavirus. They may have been in contact with someone else who have had it, or those who actually do have the virus and are taking medications to try and fight some of the symptoms. They are quarantining themselves for what I believe is no less than 14 days. They said that time will provide enough time to know if the person's will become gravely ill or if they're contagious or if the symptoms will lead to any further complications. That way, even though you are home, you may be around family members, but you're staying in your own room. You're not interacting with anyone. You're not making physical contact. You're doing your best to keep yourself from infecting others. So quarantining is when you're literally shutting yourself off due to symptoms or feeling any form of illness at the time, versus the social distancing, just practicing that methodology to keep yourself and everyone safe. I'll post an article I found online just kind of explaining the differences in a bit more detail. And of course, if you guys want to add anything to it, you can hit me up in the comments. So one of the things everyone is complaining about during the social distancing is being bored out of their minds. We're used to going to work or school or to the gym or other activities that kind of, you know, burn some hours out of your day so you don't have to spend time looking at that wife or husband or those horrible kids all day long. But now you're forced to. The job is closed, school is closed, can't get away and go to church. So you're 24 hours in the house with these same people. What can you do to keep yourself from going crazy? Well, looked up a few activities, and some of these I have practiced myself to kind of keep your own sanity going in. So the first I wanted to put out is to enjoy nature. Now, I completely understand not everyone right now is allowed out of the homes. Some places have stricter curfews or social distancing regulations in place right now. My mid-date, we're still allowed out. I am not telling you to grab 80 of your homies and go to the park, since most parks are closed anyway. I'm not saying tell all your friends to meet you down the block, y'all throwing a block party. No, I'm saying, hey, grab your dog, grab a kid or two, your husband or your wife, and go for a walk. If it's just in your yard, enjoy it. Mango season is starting up. Stand under your tree. We're in Florida, almost everyone has a mango tree. But, you know, enjoy, ironically, it's been amazing weather these past 2 weeks when mostly everyone is locked inside. So just enjoy some of the sun, the blue skies, the nice breeze that we're having. If there is an area where you can go for a small walk without interacting with many other people, I suggest you do it. If you got to put your mask and gloves on, go ahead. Get out of the house so cabin fever doesn't fully kick in. But first and foremost, please adhere to the rules that are placed in your city. If you can't go out to nature, I'm a huge nature documentary buff. Get on whatever streaming app you use and enjoy some nature shows. Share it with your kids. Show them what certain areas of the world look like. Show them some animals. Just take a few minutes to appreciate God's creation. The next thing is, most of us are going to sit home, eat the snacks that we bought from the store, and get fat. Just round circles, pudgy. Most of us can't go to the gym anyway, so it's bound to happen. Avoid it. Do some physical activities. Like I said before, if you can go outside, go for a walk, do a little workout routine, go ahead and do so. If that's not available to you, get on YouTube and look for a nice little home workout that you can do. It's a great activity to do with your family. Kids will have fun. You and the wife will keep it nice and tight. Everyone could enjoy those activities. And most importantly, you're staying safe. You're sweating, getting a good workout in, and, you know, just staying in shape as best as you can during this time. I make sure I either go outside twice a week when my physical therapist still comes to the house, get my little exercise in. If not, my aide or whoever's available at the house to kind of help me get some stretching and a little bit of physical activity. And those of us who are in wheelchairs or maybe bedbound, we get very stiff and you don't want to get stuck, get any bed sores or get any sores from sitting so long. So you want to make sure you're being as physical as possible. If you have a standing frame, get up in your standing frame for a couple hours. Even if you're just in the living room or in your bedroom, do some exercise with your arms. If you don't have anything weighted, a water bottle, something just to keep your body physically going. The next one, play some games. Now, I know we're all tempted to just plop down in front of the TV, the laptop, tablet, or your phone and just watch hours upon hours of shows we have not had time to binge on yet. But it gets boring after a while. Or Who has money to let the electricity bill go that high? Not me. If there's two or three of you guys in the house, play a game. Crack out the old Monopoly board. Yes, I know it always ends in a fight and someone flipping the board because you're out of money and only have property on Baltic Avenue and no one ever lands there. But it's okay. At least that's a good change of pace. Break out the Uno cards. As long as you don't draw for nobody, it should stay pretty civil. Play whatever games you can. If you have younger kids, play some blocks, some Legos, something to keep them active, a little brain teasers or something to keep their mind going instead of just plopping in front of the television. It's a great way to enjoy each other's company and kill a couple hours. Next, since all of the schools are physically closed right now, the order has been passed down, at least in Florida, for virtual school. Virtual school is supposed to be starting, I think, on the 30th of March or the 1st of April for some places. Help the kids with some schoolwork. You ain't got no work. You're probably at home most of the day. So help them out. Get on the internet. I'm not saying do their work for them, but log in on the classes. In a way, it's a great way for you to make sure that they're keeping up with their classwork for the rest of this school year and preparing them for the next school year as well. Some of the programs allow a way for the parent to be notified when a new assignment is due or when one comes up. Interact with the principals or your teachers by sending them emails. If you weren't doing this already, contact your local school to find out what they're going to be doing. But definitely take time to help the kids out to make sure they don't waste this last marking period. Now, a big one I've been doing for myself is interacting with friends over the internet. Yeah, we all FaceTime and text and Skype and do different things to keep each other entertained on a regular basis or just stay in contact. But right now, since there are friends we probably won't see for the next couple weeks, yo, set up a friend date, a group chat online, or some people are doing Skype parties or Netflix watching parties where two or three, four or five people get online. I didn't say come to the house. Get online, pour yourself a nice glass of wine, get some snacks, and watch a show together. That way you guys can still talk, giggle about it, share stories, and you don't feel as distanced from your friends. You could still be social, but, you know, no one is putting each other in any harm of getting sick. I've seen some videos online where people who were celebrating birthdays received phone calls or group messages like that. You know, it was a great way to keep them keep everyone's spirits up and, you know, just keep us from being completely bored and feeling completely isolated. Now, the last one I'm going to do, this one I know a lot of the introverts out there are going to enjoy it. Enjoy some alone time. You ain't going to be bothered by your boss, those coworkers you're not too much of a fan of, them kids at school that are just super loud. Enjoy time being away from them. Get you a book. Download an audiobook or an ebook. I know some libraries are still offering some curbside pickup if you can check it out online. Or they have online ebooks. Get yourself a book. Enjoy some solo time. Do a Sudoku. Is that Sudoku? I never played it. But do a Sudoku puzzle or a crossword. Me personally, I've downloaded like 9 new games on my phone. And I'm enjoying some quiet time doing puzzles. I picked up a new book, and of course, I'm recording some podcast episodes. Enjoy some time to yourself, some self-reflecting. Use this time to plot your next move. You might be out of work for a few weeks. Think of a new way to bring in some money, or just meditate. Take some time with you and Jesus. Crack open the good book, read a verse or two, and enjoy your quiet time, because it may be over at some point, sometime soon. I'll be sharing a link, you know, just a couple other ideas that people have been sharing on how to make the best of our social distancing situation. We don't have to really distance ourselves from being social, but the physical contact is what they want us to limit. So make sure you make the best of it right now. Don't let those kids drive you crazy. Oh, actually, one I did really well to share is hide a snack for yourself. I know I have my favorite snack hiding. I can't say where, in case one of my siblings want to try and find out where my snack is. But keep it. That way, when you're enjoying your alone time or you sneak away from the group, go take a bite of whatever it is. Don't no one got to know what you got. It's a great way to keep your spirits up. And hold out on the rest of the group. That's their business if they finish their snacks. So enjoy, be safe. If you guys want to share some ideas, some things you've been doing with your friends, let us know. Many people are on TikTok and doing some of the other challenges that are out there with their wives, their friends, their kids, just, you know, kind of keep themselves entertained. Whatever you decide to do, please be safe. Again, look out for your neighbors, someone else that may need some kind of assistance. If you know anyone that may be being neglected, some cities do have 211 or 311. You can call for some sort of social services to see if that person can get some kind of assistance. For my quads and paras out there who are missing out on therapy, remember, try to be as physically fit as you can during this time. Thankfully, most of our healthcare services are still allowed to send nurses and aides to the house. So make sure you have a plan B out there. Have all of your supplies prepared and ready because they are running out. Be safe. I'll keep you guys up on our Instagram with other bits of advice. But that is about it. Check out our Instagram, our Facebook. Follow, subscribe. You know what you gotta do. Until the next episode, everyone have a wonderful day.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Connect with the podcast on social media. Check out our Instagram page at ramp.it.up.podcast or email us at rampituppodcast@gmail.com. Until next time.